This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's go back to the Stars, back to their 3-1 victory to give them a 3-1 series lead. And should the rest of the NHL playoff field be terrified by the return of Miro? You know, it was Granlund's world.
Yeah, it was.
Usually it's been Mikko's world. But Granlund, don't call him Mikhail. All right? It's Michael. Give me cut number 4, and let's get another Granlund, or Mikhail.
Here's Granlund, 2-on-1. Granlund shoots, and he scores! Mikhail Granlund, second of the night. Dallas takes a 2-1 lead with 2 minutes to play in the second.
All right, so Mikhail Granlund was just absolutely outstanding. I don't want it to get lost in the mix when we talk about offense versus pitching. Like for the Rangers, I thought that Jake Ottinger was top-notch yesterday as well. Fair to say?
Oh, Ottinger was fantastic. You know, was it – how many did it the total out to be? Because I know when he hit 31, I was like, that's what I'm talking about, because I saw the note that 31 was the most in the series so far. And so whenever he got 31 saves, I was telling everybody around the room.
That is what, that's what it finished.
All right, so it was, so he's tied. He tied what he did in game one, and that's awesome. That's great. Ottinger was he was necessary last night, and so many occasions where you're just like, what a save, dude.
Yeah.
Like what is? And now the other thing is we talked about how he hasn't had sparkling numbers, but then he gives you a game like that. And that goes back to what DeBoer's been saying all along. It's not the 98% save percentage.
Sure.
It's when he does it.
Yeah.
You know, he did it in a home game when it mattered, when they really needed to go up and really put their foot on their throat. So that was really nice to see from him. But I go back to Granlund, Kevin, and I loved hearing his interview after the game. If you didn't hear it with ESPN, it was really, like, his voice is fun and Finnish. The Finnish have fun voices. I was texting with Spittle, the hockey hawk, about it, and I was like, man, he just seems so free on this line. And he does, because Mikko's there. Now, Granlund's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a really good 200-foot player. He does everything right. But because he has this space... I was talking about that with Madonna earlier. There's more space and time for him to do things because they have to pay so much attention to Mikko on that line. So getting that out of him, now that you're starting to see it, this is like, oh, we got to double team somebody. Who are we going to double team? And now we got to leave this guy open, and he's a really good player too, and he's going to bury him on us. So what a night, man.
By the way, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, Bud Light Watch Party tomorrow on the PNC Plaza at the south entrance of the American Airlines Center for Dallas and Winnipeg.
The Winter Pigs. I'm going with the Winter Pigs.
Potential to clinch the series right there. I wanted to talk about special teams before we talk a little bit more
about Aubrey, baby.
The return of Miro. NHL
hockey
teams. By the way, do you like this? This is a text I got yesterday during the game. We have foster kittens right now, only like 3 days old, maybe. I was feeling one of the boys when Granlund got his second goal to make it 2-1, and that kitten is officially named Granlund now.
I love it. I love it.
I do too.
The headline on ESPN today on the NHL side is Granlund nets 3, but quote, job's not done. And that was Granlund last night. Obviously, the job's not done. We got a lot of work to do, but that was a good win. And that goes along with the line that Khudobin said last night when he hopped on the microphone and said, "We are not going home." And everybody went insane, and I loved it.
Remember how amazing that was in the moment?
It was so good. And we needed it, too, because that was the bubble, right?
Yeah.
That was when everybody was kind of at home, and we're sitting there going, man, we needed that drop all the time.
Now, we've talked a lot about the home and road split problems for Winnipeg, but I want to talk about a new problem that it's not really new. I guess we've seen it throughout the series, but man, was it on display yesterday. the difference in the special teams conversion rates in this series. What do you think Winnipeg is on the power play? If you had to guess for the entire series.
Like percentage-wise?
Yeah.
65%? Is that low or high?
That is way too high.
Okay. 45%?
Okay. Still too high. I will tell you the answer.
21%.
6%.
Gross.
They are one for six. Oh, man. Even that's too much? Ooh. They are 1 for 16. And I know some people are going to be like, that's actually closer to 7%. Fine. I'll give you 7%.
That's great. That's great.
They're 1 for 16 on the power play.
And the
this
one was
series.
Last night?
No, actually, it was not. It was back in Winnipeg.
Okay.
Because in the two games in Dallas, 0 for 7 on the power play. 0 for 7 in these two games in Dallas. And so even back in Winnipeg, that means they're only 1 for 9. This has been hugely problematic for the Winnipeg Jets. But it only really matters if your opponent does something about it, right? Mm-hmm. All right, well, here's what the Stars have done about it. The Stars have scored at least one power play goal in all six of their home playoff games.
Have they scored any shorthanded? Am I wrong? Because that would be...
I would have to go back and check on that.
Isn't that a feather in your cap if you've been holding them?
They got a shorthanded scored against them.
I know they did it against Colorado. All right, that's great to hear because you definitely need that PK, which... has been very effective with Harley on the quarterback in that thing.
And you got two more power play goals last night, as you probably could have guessed because he scored all of the goals. Both of them were from Granlund. And so you have gotten power play goals from him, from the Stars in every single home game, the playoffs thus far this season.
Keep doing that then.
Now, there is a potential problem.
You do realize... we're still not done with round two of the playoffs.
I know.
It feels like it's been 2 years that these hockey playoffs have
You're
been going
right.
On.
You are right. And that's why I want to bring up a potential problem and why I think Miro can help solve that. Okay? Nope.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No team has been shorthanded in the playoffs as much as the Stars. So look, they're doing great against Winnipeg. Like, they really, really are. And it's not ending up being problematic and they're going to shut it down. But whether you think it's going to be Edmonton, then Carolina, or how if they keep moving on, whoever you think it's going to be against, that feels like eventually that's going to be a problem that's going to come back to bite you, is no team in the playoffs has been shorthanded as much as the Stars. I think part of the reason for those penalties has been getting consistently at times beaten on defense. And that's where I think Miro can help you out. Well, and like that Sagan penalty yesterday was ridiculous.
Yeah, and we had, what, 15 high sticks in the last game and up there.
Maybe that's another thing. It's like, hey, just remember what level
your
stick's at. But like,
it's easy to say.
Tyler Sagan very much felt like he was like, hey, if I'm in close quarters, nobody can see this first pull in the jersey, and he's like, and if they miss that one, then I can definitely do the second one. And you're like, no, they saw it.
Yeah.
But I wonder if...
And then Jamie Benn saw a fight going on. He was like, I don't like the way that looks. And
yes.
He dove in there and started punching people, and I love that.
I wonder if...
That's my captain.
Haskinen... Look, I appreciate the physicality from the captain. There are other things that I still think he needs to be better.
I'm going
to
only ask him to do what he can do.
Okay.
If that is punch people, then do that, buddy.
Fair enough. So Haskinen, I think, can help make up for some of those potential defensive deficiencies, not the least of which the reason is he can play like 25 minutes per game. I know immediately he didn't come out and play 25 minutes, but you've seen it's possible if that's what you want.
I agree with you, but not yet.
Sure.
And yesterday I was being asked, and Alec, you're a runner. You take time off from running an extended amount of time. I said... about 2 weeks before he's right. Now, Jesse Holly would always tell us in the NFL, you need 3 games before you're in game mode. But Alec, is about 2 weeks right? I mean, he's been getting in shape, but game shape's a little bit different.
Yeah, getting your feet underneath you, you hear that used a lot as a cliche, but it's true. Like, finding your feet again is super real, and I feel like for every sport that has to play into effect, but at least 2 weeks. At least. I think that's like, that's for an athlete of his caliber, 2 weeks is probably fair. For a lot of other people, it's probably a few more like a month. And we talk about it all the time, where especially football players, any kind of physical sport, they're like, I need like a year off to really feel normal again, you know, to feel like a normal operating functional human. But yeah, 2 weeks is where I'd say, okay, it's kind of like we were talking about with the Rangers offense and Marcus Semien. It was like 100 at bats, 100 plate appearances. Yeah. We're going to really get a feel. That 2 week mark, he's going to know if he feels good this postseason or not.
Yeah, I think by the time we get into the next series, you'll start to see that a little bit. But Kevin last night played 14 minutes, almost 15 minutes. And we were kind of keeping track of Petrovic's and Bischel's numbers, too, because they were in the 12-16-minute range. Last night, they were 750 and 715. So he did eat into their minutes a little bit.
Which is fine.
But understandably so, because when he's on the ice, you trust him. His ability to keep the puck in zone. There was one moment last night I thought he was going to get a slashing or a hooking where it was a breakaway and he was trying to track it down. Fortunately, Otter kicked the save out, and that was awesome to see too. But I just have so much faith. And then you go watch him too, man. What's happening defensively if somebody goes and stands in front of the net? Miro, just keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
He just rams in there and is like, get out of the way. You're not doing that today. And he's a big body that can do that.
Think about the depth that this team has when we're talking about easing Robertson and Haskinen back into the lineup. Or like you had been talking about easing Robertson back in the lineup. Now it's about Haskinen. And we're not that far removed from, good Lord, how are we going to do this without those two? And you've seen the depth.
It's perfect timing.
You just mentioned numerous players that have stepped up along the way. I know we've talked a lot about Rantanen, but I don't want to make it sound like that's the only thing happening for this team. You've seen numerous players from Harley to Petrovic to Ottinger all step up. And I think that's a big deal. And that's why that depth has allowed you to be like, hey, you want to ease Robertson back in? No problem. Hey, you want to ease Haskinen back in? Probably one of the top five all-around defensemen in the NHL. You want to ease him back in? No problem. And you keep winning games. And you're in complete control of this series right now.
You know who led the team in hits last night, Kevin?
I just always say Bischel. Even if he only got 8 minutes, he figured it out.
Granlund did.
Okay, how many did he have?
He had six last night.
Ooh.
So in addition to having a hat trick, he's like, yeah, I'm also pushing people around too. And then Marchment, who we haven't even seen a Marchment have a good game yet. He's doing a lot of other things, but I just don't think he's had a game there. I'm just like, man, Mason Marchment, you know? Yeah. But he had five hits last night as well. And then you look, we talked about this with Miko a long time ago. The minutes. His minutes were 23 last night, the most out of everybody. When he was with Colorado, he played a ton of minutes. And it was interesting on how they were going to manage that whenever they got here. So I'm curious to see how that top scoring line has worked in when they go on the road on Thursday.
And we mentioned it earlier in the show, but I go back to this. I'm not saying it's personal, but when Jake Ottinger says behind winning the Stanley Cup, his number one goal is to be the starter for the 2026 U.S. Olympic team.
You keep putting up a 97% save percentage, people will be like, all right.
It kind of feels like he's like, all right, this is our tryout. I realize that's not maybe specifically how it works.
Chant? What was the chant last night, Kevin?
Otter's better.
And I all I could hear was Tolos in that arena going, Otter's better. That's all I heard.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know if that was just me wanting to hear it, but Tolos let me know when y'all are in the AAC. Are y'all sitting there screaming better the way Kevin does? Because I love it.
Better. So the Stars win 3-1. They're up in the series 3-1. We go back to a later game tomorrow, theoretically 8:30, maybe closer to 8:45 or 8:50, as the Stars attempt to close this out and get to the Western Conference Finals for the third straight year, where it's going to be Edmonton.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.